weeks.
When making weed control decisions, FMC Regional Technical Manager Gail Stratman said the focus should be on the return on investment.
So many times we think about cost. You know, we just look at the cost and what we're spending, but we really got to think about value in that. On the weed control side, one of the things I talk to growers about, or sometimes they'll always say, this stuff's too expensive, or herbicides are too expensive. And I'll say, okay, think about it this way. If you didn't use this herbicide, or you didn't use these herbicides at all, what would that cost you in yield?
Without herbicides, Stratman said farmers would likely see a 40 or 50% loss of yield. Costs can be managed, but the value of that input decision is also important.
As we go into 2025, think about what's been working. Those strong residual herbicides like Authority Edge, Authority Supreme, Authority First, Down, and then layering it with that post-emergence residual product like Anthemax has been a tremendous program to help manage that length of residual throughout the season, reduce that water hemp pressure, reduce that weed seed bank throughout the growing season, and provide a tremendous value, because we're still going to need to generate as much revenue on that acre every year, and that's going to be maximizing yield. And so good weed control is going to be an important part of that.
Checking Mark.